The Lord is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the night. This is it. This is the night that is like the day now. The fire of our paschal candle and your tapers has now been magnified by all the lights of this church. The shadows of this night have been scattered by the dawn of redemption's light, the forgiveness of sins, the reconciliation of all things in and through the power of the risen Lord. The chains of sin and death have been shattered. The walls of death that once enclosed us from seeing any possibilities for new life have now been breached by the resurrection of Jesus, the Christ, our Lord. Thanks be to God. Yet, this is the night in another sense. Although the dawn of new creation is beginning to fill the length of our horizon, that dawn is still shining into the night of our present. When people strike one another in hate, when violence is still used in the name of justice, when indifference and greed starve thousands and damages the ecology of our planet. This is the night when migrants are trapped between threats to their life and closed borders. This is the night when deception and betrayal still break relationships. This is the night when the grief of losing loved ones still haunts us. This is the night. But have you been listening? Have you heard the good news, the gospel of God, spoken to us through the scriptures? The gospel of God is the story we have been hearing unfurled like a sail in all its glory tonight. It's the story of God's faithfulness throughout all the ages of human history. It is a story of unrelenting commitment to that which God has called into being. It's a downright embarrassingly unrepentant story of God's love pursuing us. It is the word of God speaking the world into existence that we heard in the creation story. It is the word making covenant with Sarah and Abraham. It is the word making a way through the waters of the Red Sea from slavery to sin, from slavery out of sin into new life. It is that same word as we heard in Jeremiah inscribing itself into human hearts to make a way through our human hearts to right relationship and right action toward one another. But above all, it is the story of that word spoken through the ages made flesh. Jesus Christ, Son of Man, Son of God. Jesus Christ, the Word, the wisdom of God, has come into our world. By his death and resurrection, Jesus is the revelation of God's victory over the power of sin and death. But that's not even the best part of the good news. You want to know the best part? It's not simply God's victory alone. If you've been listening to the story, you'll recognize that the God we worship tonight is the God we've encountered through the scriptures proclaimed. Is not a God who is sort of glories in untouchable superiority and effortlessly sidesteps our feeble attempts to be in relationship or command and control him. No, the God who is worthy of our worship seems to glorify himself through the most magnificent defeat by entering our night. and by suffering our betrayals, abandonments, and death with us. Why? In order to author a way through it for us. Jesus authors a way so that we too, joining our faith to his, may share in God's victory, that we too may be called with Jesus children of God and share in that eternal fellowship that is God's life. The risen Jesus, like at the dawn of creation, breathes new life, life-giving spirit, into his disciples. The risen Jesus makes covenant, like God did with Abraham and Sarah, and now he makes covenant around this table with everyone who gathers to share around it. The risen Christ authors a way of salvation through the stuff of lives like mine and yours by the presence and power of his Spirit, and is making all things new, bright with the holiness of the good news of God. Jesus Christ has, is, and will accomplish that which God has purposed, a new creation. We hear it at the end of the canon of Scripture. Behold, I am making all things new. I'll give the last word to Paul. All of us who have been baptized into Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his.